It's Monday, September 9th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
The U.S. Air Force admits their crews have been staying at Trump's struggling Scottish resort a lot more since he became president. Probably just a coincidence. Meanwhile, Corey Lewandowski is set to become the first Trump associate to have a public hearing with the House Judiciary Committee. And lastly, Hong Kong warns the United States Congress to stay out of their affairs after thousands of demonstrators marched on the U.S. consulate on Sunday to appeal for support from Washington.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Politico reports that the U.S. Air Force has ordered a review of how it chooses overnight accommodations on long flights after it was revealed that air crews have been staying overnight at Donald Trump's Scotland resort while refueling at a nearby airport. Lieutenant General John Thomas, the deputy head of Air Mobility Command, said he could not report how many of these overnights may have been at Trump's resort. But Politico notes that the frequency of those stopovers has tripled since then, and overnights have increased more than fivefold, from 40 overnights in 2015 to 220 this year through August. The House Government Oversight and Reform Committee launched a probe of the Scottish operations in April, out of concern that the Pentagon has been helping to keep Trump's struggling Scottish golf resort afloat. Trump finds all kinds of creative uses for the Pentagon. Air Force officials tell Politico that there has been no evidence uncovered of wrongdoing, but the implication that the military is enriching the president is damaging. Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, will be testifying in public when he appears before the House Judiciary Committee later this month, according to the Daily Beast. Lewandowski is set to appear before the committee on September 17th to answer questions related to the panel's investigation into possible obstruction of justice by Trump. The spectacle may inject some life into Democrats' impeachment investigation, which Nadler and other leaders have made far more explicit over the summer. The high-profile testimony will also come amid speculation that Lewandowski may mount a run for U.S. Senate in his home state of New Hampshire.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
The AP reports that Hong Kong's government has warned the United States Congress to stay out of its affairs after thousands of demonstrators marched on the U.S. consulate on Sunday to appeal for support from Washington. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said last week that Congress is looking forward to, quote, swiftly advancing the Hong Kong bill. But in a statement released Monday, Hong Kong's government warned that, quote, foreign legislatures should not interfere in any form with the internal affairs, unquote, of Hong Kong. Meanwhile, thousands of Hong Kong students formed human chains outside schools across the city Monday to show solidarity with the continuing demands for democratic reforms. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
Former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford formally announced his bid to challenge President Donald Trump for the White House on Sunday. He faces long odds in a fractured Republican Party. CNBC reports that J.P. Morgan has created an index to track and quantify Trump's tweets and their impact on bond volatility and the financial market. It's come to this. Reuters is reporting that nearly a week after Hurricane Dorian made landfall, some 70,000 people are in need of food and shelter. Private forecasters estimated that $3 billion in insured property was destroyed or damaged in the Caribbean. And lastly, a very cool Texas man was arrested in New York City on Saturday after he attacked the famous Wall Street Bull with a homemade banjo while screaming, "Fuck Donald Trump," leaving a hole in its horn.
Quicker! Quickie!
Well, that's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.